keeping up at night, trying to knock the lining out that motherfucker.
Y'all some dirty motherfuckers, man.
Fuck that shit.
Look here, man. Now that you've been out the joint about 2 weeks, don't you think it's about time you gave me my money?
I told you I ain't had your money yet, man.
Fuck you mean you ain't got my money yet? Motherfucker, everybody know you hid the money from that robbery before you went upstate.
I told you, motherfucker, I ain't got your money yet, man.
What the fuck you mean you ain't got the money yet? Motherfucker, you best be coming up with my cash or else, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you think you is, man? Motherfucking Ron O'Neill or something? Talking about I better pay her. It's your bitch, nigga. What you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
Hey, hold up, Tabby.
Now get the fuck out the way.
No, squeeze that shit, man. I'm supposed to be scared now because you got a pistol, motherfucker. I just spent 5 motherfucking years in the joint. I told you I'll pay your monkey ass when I feel like it. Better suck my dick.
Fuck on this motherfucker.
Tad, what the fuck, man?
Fuck you tripping off of?
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
What up, though? What's poppin'? Hey, you tuned in to the No Offense Podcast, the realest, not one of, but the realest podcast on any streaming site. You feel me? So I want y'all to go ahead and tap in, go back, check out everything that we putting up, stay in tune. Don't bandwagon, try to jump on later. Stay locked in now. You feel me? Right now, we got a special guest that's hitting the platform today, Smoke Camp Chino. Y'all may know him. He's hailing up out of Detroit, Michigan, from the east side. He's been putting it down for some years doing this rap thing. Then even plugged and fucked with, you know, Chief Keef in the whole Glow Gang situation. You know what I mean? So his name is circulating around for a while. So we about to jump in, get to know his story. And if y'all got any questions or comments or anything like that, y'all can go ahead and leave a voice message or hit us up on our IGs. You feel me? So let's go.
What up, though? This your boy DOC. And I got a very special guest on the line. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and where you from.
Smoke Cantino from Detroit, east side of Detroit, 7 miles.
Word, man. Well, once again, man, we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, before we jump into anything, you know, get into your life, and for just for the people that's, like, tuned in, you're going to have fans that's going to be tuned in and possibly people that may not be familiar with you, so we're going to just run through everything. I want to tap into, like, what you got going on musically and stuff like that related around your career right now that you want people to tap into and go check out and all that first.
Oh yeah, I got a mixtape dropping July 13th called Life in the Feds. I got like 10 tracks on there, man. They can go check that out on iTunes, etc. Spotify, Tidal, YouTube, everything.
Okay, for sure. Well, you got a lot of features on there. You attacking that solo. You know, how you put that together?
Yeah, I got one feature on there, but everything else is like kind of solo. It ain't too many artists on there. I got Stoneheart Buddha on there. That's it.
Is that you, like, as far as, you know, in your career, you don't really like working with a lot of artists, or is that just the way you wanted to put this one together?
I mean, that's really how I am. Like, I don't really like working with a lot of artists, at least right now, while I'm really still building, because I'm not where I want to be. I mean, once I get established and get bigger, then I'll probably reach out to more artists, but not right now. I'm just trying to show the world who I really am, and, you know what I'm saying, work my mojo that way.
Yeah, for sure. This something I definitely, you know, before, like I was saying, I want to ask you this question, because I, you know, of course, doing research, going back through some old interviews and stuff, and plus, I've been seeing a lot of interviews coming out lately, just different artists from the city. I want to get your opinion on why you think it's so much of a big deal to people that's like out of towners that people don't really put like M in their top five or say that we don't listen to Eminem like that around here. Why you think it's so surprising to other people that's not from here?
I mean, to be honest, maybe they don't look at it the way we look at it. Like, it's a different culture. What he rapping about, you know what I'm saying? It's a different from the real actual Detroit culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas that's really in the inner city out here in the streets, and they are part of this culture, like the bus and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? How flashy we are. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that they don't know that they never seen him, that they seen never seen from him that we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's probably why people look at it like that. They don't really, they just not getting tuned into the real Detroit. You know what I'm saying? He Detroit, don't get me wrong. I don't disown him. Him was a great artist. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like he not the real Detroit.
Right.
Like what's really going on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Now, you know, kind of rewinding, going back a little bit, you know, now you was born and raised on the east side, but you lived on the west side. You know, like how was that transition? You know, like what would you say the biggest differences from your point of view between the east and the west?
To me, the east is more like, it's more grimy, more savage, more, it's more like anything can happen at any given time. I mean, Detroit is all the same at the same time, but like the east is just more grimy and more savage. You know what I'm saying? They got a fucked up, it put me in a different mind state. On the west, it's kind of like a little bit more calm, but you still got the same type of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? The east side is just more harder to me. And I'm not trying to make it seem like that because I'm from there. This is from experience from being on both sides.
Right, right, right. During that time, you said you end up moving to the west because you end up getting kicked out of school and had to go live with some other family members. You know, what was going on during your life during that time that made you get kicked up out of school?
You know, taking a little shit to school, getting caught with drugs, you know what I'm saying, fighting people and all things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, guns and shit. And once, I wasn't really like shooting guns, but I had guns, you know what I'm saying? Just taking guns to school, getting suspended, getting expelled, you know what I'm saying? Doing shit behind my parents' back. And they were just tired of me at the school, so they kicked me out. I ended up moving on Joy Road to Wyoming with my mother.
Yeah, yeah. How was your parents, how was your peeps feeling about that once you got kicked out? Was they tripping or like you was too much of a handful for them?
Yeah, it was like too much of a handful for them because, you know, my mother and father both got 10 kids apiece, so it was just like, I'm the oldest, and they got babies to take care of. They can't be chasing behind me at the same time. It was just like kind of a handful, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit! That's one thing I didn't know that you had that many siblings. You know what I mean? And they all in the city?
Yeah, they all in the city. Every single except one. One of them just moved to Boston.
Y'all pretty much got a good relationship.
Yeah, for the most part, not everybody. Like we kind of distant, but majority of them, like nine of them, we grew up in the same house together. On my mother's side, and the other ones, I got brothers that's twins, but we ain't got the best relationship. It's kind of like distant, but you know what I'm saying? They come on my Instagram from time to time, kick it with me, like talk to them on the phone, but it ain't like no real close relationship with them.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. And I also had seen that you had said that, you know, of course, everybody around here feel like, you know, Blade is a big influence on the city. I always wanted to ask you, growing up because not like you young or nothing like that, but like listening to his music and seeing the influence that he had over the city, what made you take a different route with your music?
The reason I took a different route is because in Detroit it's kind of like the same thing, like it's the same pattern of rappers, like everybody rapping about the same exact thing. So in my eyes, I'm like, all right, I'm about to take it to this gangster shit, you know what I'm saying, and just push this gangster shit to show them that how the gangster side of Detroit is, you know what I'm saying? More than just the flashy side and the selling drugs and getting money, you know what I'm saying? So I just showed the gangster route because it ain't that many players, like people in that lane, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that many artists in the city that's in the gangster lane. You only have a select few.
Yeah, yeah, that's real. When, like from that, what would be the key moment that you feel like you started taking rap serious? Like you have been doing it a little bit while before that, when you feel like you started taking it serious?
Nah, I say about 2016 is when I really took it serious, when I met Chief Keef. That's when I really, really, really started taking it serious. You know what I'm saying? Because that changed my life as far as like making money and having a bigger platform, getting that buzz I always wanted. You know what I'm saying? So once that happened, it just made me think like, yeah, I can really do this. You know what I'm saying? If I got him listening to me, damn near half the world, all the artists in the world was looking up to him. If they ain't looking up to him, it was a point in time they was looking up to him. You know what I'm saying? So. And I got him on my team, you feel me? So it just was a good feeling and just let me know that I can do this, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Y'all still plug together, you technically, or still consider, was it like y'all signed or it was just like y'all cool and that's why you was like doing the Glow Gang type thing?
Yeah, it was more of like a brotherhood. It never was. He told me from the get, like, I ain't gonna put you on no contract, bro. Like, I fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? It's more of a brotherhood thing, you know what I'm saying? We kicked it a lot. We still kick it to this day, you know what I'm saying? So it was never like no paperwork involved or nothing like that.
Yeah. Throughout that time of dealing with Keith, Did you get the opportunity to like meet other artists in the game?
Not really, unless they was inner circle like Glow Gang. Oh, I didn't meet Meek Mills personally. Well, I didn't meet him personally, but I ran in. I mean, I connected with Meek Mills, Waka Flocka. Them about the main two big artists I connected with. I got Slim Thug, and that's about it. It's probably some more, but I can't really think about all of them off the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And during those experiences, did you feel like? I don't know. I always be liking to meet, you know, as artists, like when they do get to meet different people that's up in the industry, do a lot of these artists, not so to say those people, but just, you know, do a lot of these motherfuckers that be in the industry, do they really be who they present themselves to be, or 99% of them putting on like a front for the camera?
I mean, for the most part, they be who they be. They be that person, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them do put on the front for the camera, you know what I'm saying? They just characters. But Meek Mills, he a genuine dude. Waka Flocka a genuine dude. I'm pretty sure everybody know that. They pretty genuine, you know what I'm saying? They really like, they are who they are on the songs and how they be on camera and stuff like that. But I can't speak for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Now, you know, I've been seeing like maybe over the past year, and it's probably been other situations where a lot of artists been squashing beef around the city, you know what I mean? What do you think, along with squashing beef, you think it would take for city to get more respect with all the talent, you know what I mean, around here?
I just think like unity, man. Like you're saying, like, is everybody coming together, man? Not just necessarily just squash and beef, just like be together more, you know what I'm saying? Get along. We could be in the studio together, one big studio, all the top tier artists, and you know what I'm saying? Like, people, they pay attention to that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you got all these cats out here, when the beef go too far, somebody might get shot, somebody might, then it just be too much going on, and it can't go no further, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that for a lot of people in this city, a lot of groups and stuff. It's deeper than what people see, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that I can't speak on, but it's deeper than what people see. So that's why a lot of stuff never really gets squashed. It might calm down, but it's never squashed. Like, it still be stuff going on. It might not be with the rappers, it might be within the entourage. So it just be like, it just be too deep for people to, you know what I'm saying, squash it. But as far as the question you saying, like, if people just come together, all the people who can come together and just be together, not just like we squash it on the internet, take a picture, like actually be together in the studio, doing songs, hanging out, doing positive things, like it'll come together for Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a great city, you got a lot of talented artists, just there's no unity.
Yeah. Do you feel like the industry still play a part in, like, you know, it was a long ass time where motherfuckers was just like, it seemed like motherfuckers was purposely just not paying attention to what's going on here. You think it's still a little bit of that too?
Yeah, definitely. I do. Because you only got like a selected few labels that actually had their eyes on Detroit. Like, you got Yo Gotti, who came and got Doug, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the Empire with Gazi and them. That's the only two labels only two big people who got some ties that I heard about, you know what I'm saying? Besides the main tier artists.
Yeah. Would you go like a label route, or you prefer, or would you want to keep pushing independent, or how would you want to do it?
A few years ago, I probably would have went the label route, you know what I'm saying? But knowing what I know now, you don't really need no label, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, you don't need no label unless you a dude who really just like in poverty, you really ain't got it and you really want to get some money right now, then yeah. But a dude like me with the knowledge I got now, I wouldn't sign to no label. I do a distribution deal, that's about it, but not no signing to no label and I'm under them. No, I won't do that.
Right. Like with all the streaming and how everything broken down, not straight to consumer with social media.
Right. Social media is the key. You don't really need nobody. You can brand yourself through social media. You know what I'm saying? You can brand yourself through social media. You don't really need no label.
Yeah. Now, when you started taking rap serious, like, how was that moment for you to, like, the first time you ever really went and hit the stage? You know what I mean? Like, were you up for it, or were you a little nervous? Did that performance go good?
Yeah, I was up for it because Like, you know, I'm from the street, so I've been around the hardest people you could be around. So if I go in front of some fans who are really trying to just support people and listen to their music and be like kind of shy, that it wouldn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd have been in the room with hundreds of gangster niggas. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it ain't no different.
Right.
Or it's a difference, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing to me to go in front of the fans. And majority of the fans that support you today, they be white. It'd be a lot of white people in the crowd. You don't see a lot of black dudes in the crowd for real. Unless you're just in the middle of the hood.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And that fucked me up that, you know, especially with the type of music motherfuckers put out, that you would think that I'm gonna gravitate to it, but them be the ones that's buying the tickets and really coming out, supporting, buying merch and doing all that.
Exactly. They're the main ones. They are. They're the main ones.
You, I had seen that you kind of cleared up a lot of stuff, like on social media, cleared up your IG and stopped posting stuff. But one thing that stood out to me, it's not like super recent, but you end up posting a picture up and it did have a, you know, a firearm or whatever in it, but you had a long post under it saying, you know, saying a lot. Like, what made you put out that post to people?
I mean, just getting in trouble with the law. Like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, getting in trouble. I ain't gonna speak too much about it because the shit's still going, but just getting in trouble with them. And it just made me realize, like, you in the streets all this time, you take way more losses than you win. You think you might be winning, but you still lose because they coming, man. They coming. If you really active and you doing this, they coming. You know what I'm saying? It's from experience, man. I learned my lesson. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, I still got children I got to take care of. That's what I'm doing this for at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care about what a dude may think about me in the streets or if I'm tough, if I'm not tough. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put that post up. You know what I'm saying? Because we get lost in the sauce trying to prove to the world that we just this super fucking gangster, and we end up getting in trouble, and these motherfuckers don't care. They might say free you a couple times, but once you gone, out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real. So like knowing what you know now, you know, like you said, it's not too much that you can talk about since it's an ongoing case. Like knowing what you know now, like what do you ever get the opportunity to give advice to some of these youngers, or would you, like what advice would you give to some of these young motherfuckers like coming up now that still be doing a lot of crazy shit on social media?
Man, I just tell them, man, take it down, man. Do not do it. It's not a good look at all. To labels, the police watching. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of stuff that come with that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good look at all, man. You just be an artist and rap. You can rap about what you want to rap about. Just don't be showing that you're really doing this. Like, it's basically like what you're doing is showing that you're really living like this. Like, I got the guns. I got the money. I made this off drugs. All that type of stuff, man. Just cut it out, man. And if you got a chance, just stay out the streets, period. You don't need to be in the streets, man. The streets ain't for nobody, man. And I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Was that more something recent that you end up learning, or before, like before rap, that was something you started seeing with all, you know, whatever?
This was before rap, definitely. It was. But it's like when you got brothers and cousins, you trying to get out the street and be just 100% in the rap, but you got brothers and cousins who still in the streets getting into stuff, it kind of like pull you back into it because this is your family. You're going to have their back regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that really was my main little struggle with trying to get out of the streets. But I got brothers who don't want to get out of the streets. I got cousins who don't want to get out of the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of hard for me to just, you know what I'm saying? That was my downfall right there.
You feel like, has it been a point where you had to draw a line and like separate yourself from certain people? Or
exactly. Exactly. I definitely did. Even family, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was mad at me for like that. Like, I got into real serious, damn near about the beef and getting to shootouts with my own people over shit like this.
Because they just didn't respect that you trying to better yourself and move on. They looked at it a whole nother way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be the crazy thing, like when you do try to, you know, you recognize what your quote-unquote flaws or mistakes is and you try to better yourself, motherfuckers. Not to say your family, but situations in life, people could either try to reverse it and make it seem like you doing something wrong, like, oh, he think he better than us now or whatever the case. But like, no, in order for me to try to even get in position to help everybody out, I got to get myself all the way away from this shit.
Exactly. And you hit it right on the nose. That's exactly what it'd be. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I know you said you can't talk about the, what's going on, but I don't know if that's making you have to stay here now, but would you ever move fully, like, about the whole state and everything if you had the opportunity?
Exactly. I'm gone. Like, once I do my little time, whatever I got to do, and I'm gone, man. I've been trying to leave, but I couldn't because I was on probation for 4 years prior to catching this case. You see what I'm saying? Soon I got off the case, off the 4 year and a half year probation. 4 months later, I got indicted.
So that shit was already coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, it was already coming down the pipeline. And just, it goes back to what I'm saying. You got dudes who claiming smoke camp is mine, and you got dudes claiming it, and they still in the streets, and they doing what they doing. All it takes is 3 people for them to come with a RICO. You know what I'm saying? So 3 people got some violence. They can hear everybody RICO. You ain't even have to do nothing.
Yeah. Everybody pretty much keep it solid in that situation.
I mean, I can't say that because I heard some things. I even heard people saying shit about me, you know what I'm saying? But I can't really necessarily say everybody keeping it solid because it's a very steep situation. Like, it's real serious. Like big numbers is getting through at people.
Yeah. Damn, that's fucked up. I hope everything, you know, go well with that situation since you still focusing on your music and you put out. I want to ask you this question, and I want to know, have you ever, not, of course, not character-wise at all when I say this, because I think anytime a motherfucker may say this, it's not disrespectful. Like, flow pattern-wise, have you ever heard that, like, a lot of people have taken your flow pattern because you have a unique flow pattern that you would do on certain songs or some songs, you know what I mean? Have you ever heard of, like, bigger artists? It was a couple songs back when old boy Tekashi first came out, when I was hearing his patterns. I'm like, man, that sounds just like Smoke Camp.
Yeah, I have heard that before, you know what I'm saying? I have heard that, but, you know, like me, it's music, you know what I'm saying? I don't take none of that type of stuff personal because it was people who I idolized as rappers and I looked up to too, so it'd be like that sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really be tripping off of that shit.
Yeah, get caught up in it.
But the Tekashi dude, I didn't like him ever since he, you know what I'm saying, he started coming at my mans, you know what I'm saying? So that's when it really just went downhill because you coming at my peoples and I'm going through what I'm going through, so I can't be front line with the shit like I would be normally. You know what I'm saying? So I never liked him anyway after that, from that point on.
I never even connected. You know, I forgot all, totally not connected those dots, you know what I'm saying, during that time when, could you see that dude was like just, it was going to be just not a domino effect, but like a plane crashing from the get-go from how a dude was, you know, moving around?
Yeah, I definitely seen that. Because you gonna get back what you give out, you know what I'm saying? You just running around this motherfucker, you making millions or whatever you making. I know you making a lot of money because you getting booked and you got a lot of stuff going on, and you still running around with spreading nothing but negativity, man. That's all you gonna get back. All negativity, man. You going, you know what I'm saying? You going down that storm, man. That storm is coming.
Yeah, that's crazy. Going back to the project that you end up gonna drop. You gonna shoot some videos and everything, like you gonna release some videos and everything with that project as it's coming out.
Yeah, definitely. Like probably after like I get sentenced, then I'm gonna start releasing a lot of visuals after that. You know what I'm saying?
If you gonna have to go away for a long time or yeah, like a shorter period of time where your music can last out there for you until you touch back down.
No, they threw some shit at me, man. They did throw a decade at me.
Damn. What's something that you would want to put out there, you know, to your fans and supporters, you know what I mean, to let them hear you, you know, say?
Shit, man. I just let them know that, man. I'm keep my head up, man. I'm trying to get through this shit the best way I can, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I can't even worry about them right now. I love all my supporters, but my main thing is my children, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, my main thing is my children. Like, I got daughters. I ain't got no sons. I got all daughters. I know that they need me. I'm their provider. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So without daddy out the picture, it'd be kind of hard for them. So now I'm just working on setting up a bank account for money to come out of the money I'm making off music, for them to get a portion of that every month so they can live comfortably and not be worried without me in the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all, have you had that talk with them, they know what's going on?
Yeah, but, you know, my oldest daughter, she 12, you know what I'm saying? But I also got stepdaughters, too, you know what I'm saying, 14 and 13. But my oldest biological daughter, she 12. So she kind of understands, but she don't. Now, my youngest daughter, she 9, crying and all that, and it bothered me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really an emotional dude, but it bothered me to see my daughter crying and shit. But for the most part, they understand. Because they usually just see me go to jail and I bond out, but they don't know, like, this ain't that type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like they want you to do time. Like, you doing time. I don't care who you are. You doing time, regardless. That's why I seen about the 6ix9ine situation. They like, he might be getting out in September. No, man. Even if you did tell on somebody, you not getting out. Like, you ain't just getting out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do time, regardless.
Yeah, that whole situation. I be, you know, you never, with that situation, I don't be knowing what's true or not true. They talking about, you know, he may be coming home, like you said, shortly. I didn't heard motherfuckers talking about he may come home to a $10 million record deal. And I'm like, it just show how society's so crazy where this may be the first time in hip hop where you're going to have a full-fledged rat just still glamorized in the game and people don't care about it.
Exactly, exactly. But you got to think about it. He just the biggest one that it got put out on. But it's people in the city who rats and rappers and, you know what I'm saying? People don't say nothing about that, man. Like, people just... That just don't mean anything anymore, man. Like, people just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. It just ain't the same anymore. But times change, you know what I'm saying?
Like, even on just on that topic, you think it's just motherfuckers respect the money more than the character, where, like, you still have motherfuckers that a nigga could be a well-known rap, but if you got money, motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They still fuck with him. You think it's more of that, or it's just the civilian way of thinking and gangster way of thinking just to blur the lines together?
I mean, I kind of think it's more of the money, but I think it's kind of both, you know what I'm saying? But it's more of the money thing, you know what I'm saying? People going to stay around a nigga who got millions. They don't care about him being a snitch as long as if he paying them, you know what I'm saying? They getting something out of them. They don't care, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers been glorifying rats, though. Back in the day, motherfuckers glorified niggas like Frank Lucas. Motherfuckers glorify all type of rats, you know what I'm saying? It just, them dudes weren't rappers, you know what I'm saying? They was drug kingpins.
Yeah. That's crazy that you say that, because we was having a conversation about that the other day. Like, even just through the movies, like you said, Frank Lucas, even for real with the Paid in Full movie, the White Boy Rick, the White Boy Rick movie. I'm like, they keep pumping out movies like that. It seemed like they trying to indirectly make motherfuckers feel like that's, I don't know, like it's just more of an incentive to be, you know what I'm saying, a rat and keep it real.
Exactly, yeah. And it just don't make no sense to me, man. Like, you can't play this game and then get caught and go tell on everybody, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That shit ain't right, man. That shit foul, man.
When you was coming up in the game, or, you know, like this before rap and stuff like that, would you say that you just had to learn the hard way in the streets, or did you have, like, OGs around you, you know, lacing your shoes?
Yeah, I had OGs around me lacing my shoes. I still had to bump my head, too, though, but... For the most part, I had OGs, and I still have my father in my life. You know what I'm saying? I had my dude, Smoke, which is my best friend, who got killed in 2012. You know what I'm saying? I had him. So I had a lot of older dudes around me. They all dead in the jail now. The majority of them dead, bro. I mean, like 98.9 of them is dead.
Mm. How do you handle that, you know what I mean, with having so many people close to you, you know, pass away, you know? Do you just... That's what the rap is for, like, more therapeutic? Or, like, how do you handle it on your off time when you're not dealing with music and it's just, like, just home, family time?
I mean, at first, when I first started losing, like, close people, the people that's close to me, I mean, I cry, you know what I'm saying? Like, like a regular human being to do. Like, I ain't no super hard gangster nigga. Like, it gets to me and I cry, you know what I'm saying? But after a while, you just get numb to the shit. You be like, damn, you just reminisce and you just move on with life, man, the best way you can, you know?
Yeah.
Because one of my closest little homies, he just died, you know what I'm saying? He was fucking with this little white girl. She hit him with some fentanyl, and he died, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't feel emotions towards that shit no more. Like, I feel bad about it, but I just don't feel emotional about the shit, because I'm just used to it. And then, not to mention, 2017, right before our case came down, one of my closest friends got killed on our block, you know what I'm saying? They shot him in the back 9 times. He wasn't even no dude like this, you know what I'm saying? He in the game. He around niggas, but he don't do this. Like, he don't hurt people. He don't. This dude won't even push nobody, man. And they killed him, man.
Was it more out of just trying to get at somebody else? Just like making a what would you call that? Like, making a statement, catching him since they can't get somebody else type situation?
No, let me tell you what happened. Okay, now, the dudes was coming to try to hit one of, like, some members of Smoke Camp trying to hit their spot. Like, trying to hit some members of Smoke Camp spot. So they was expecting to catch another dude in there, but they end up catching the weakest links in there, like two of the weakest links, like just like niggas who just working and just be around, you know what I'm saying? The dude that did it, he knew us, you know what I'm saying? So he didn't want them niggas to come back and tell them that it was him, so he killed them. That's why he killed them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So whoever was in there, he was going to leave them in there regardless, because he don't want people to know that he did it. So the dude ends up going to jail for the shit, and he kills himself in jail.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. So that shit just ate him alive, or was motherfuckers on his neck that bad where he just took himself up out of here?
No, it ate him. Because either way, put it like this. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with you. Either way it go, if he would have stayed on the streets, he would have died. If he would have went to jail, well, he could have went to jail, did the time, but I guess he wasn't strong enough. Either way, it was a lose-lose situation regardless. You know what I'm saying? I just put it that way.
It's an unfortunate situation that you know, of course, that happened. But like saying for like on the record, that's I always say, man, I'm. People that be tuning into the channel, like when these type of topics come up, it's not from a quote unquote glorifying type of way, because it'd be people that's listening to this that may only have two toes in the game, or kids that's thinking about getting in the game. Like, it ain't all about just popping bottles, fucking holes, and throwing money. Like, it's a whole other real side to this shit.
Exactly. It's a lot of consequences that come with this lifestyle. A lot of consequences, man. It's just nothing good, man. When you think about it, man, you could be making millions a day, man. At the end of the day, the storm is gonna come down on you.
Yeah. When you were younger, like looking back, I'm not gonna say that you may have lost respect for the people that was lacing you up back in the day. Do you feel like the OGs back in the day was like kind of toxic to the youth coming up by leading them in the wrong way, or they only was doing what they knew?
Definitely, bro. Definitely. Because they like that, you know what I'm saying? They use you. They manipulate younger guys, you know what I'm saying? To do their dirty work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not even necessarily their dirty work, but just pump their head up to make them grow up the same way they did instead of leading them the right way. And this single ass OG that I had did this, you know what I'm saying? Except my best friend, Smoke. You know what I'm saying? He still had his little ways too, but for the most part, all he want to do is help people, man. Like, especially us. He always try to help us, man. And he ain't get killed here. He got killed in Pontiac.
Well, hopefully the man, you know, with all everything that you done been through, you know, and you go, you know, do your time, come back and bounce back from it. Definitely, like you said, for your kids and everything, you know, everything be situated and straight for them. You know, your wife and everything, she holding up straight. She's strong, ready to hold it down.
Yeah, but she, you know, she ain't that strong because, I mean, she a strong woman, don't get me wrong, but it's like, he about to be gone for a lot of years, you know what I'm saying, bro? Because if I end up doing this 12, 13 years, you ain't even got to worry about rapping no more. I'm going to get off that bitch down there 50, you feel me? I ain't rapping no more when I get up.
Yeah. Damn, like, I definitely don't want to, you know, end the interview on that type of note, you know what I mean, with all that, you know, What's some of the positive things, like, even before the case that was going on, like, what's some of the things that you feel like some of the lessons that you learned that end up turning into blessings, like, throughout this whole transition of being there? Do you feel like rap kept you alive throughout this situation, you know, by focusing your energy and time into that?
No, you want to know what kept me alive?
What's
when
that?
I got married, bro. When I got married is what kept me alive, and that's the honest God truth, like. Because it made me get, like, you know what I'm saying, more on some family shit, and I'm gone. Like, I'm not around in my area. I don't sell drugs. I wasn't dealing drugs. I wasn't doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people say this when they get caught up in some shit, but I wasn't doing this shit. Like, I wasn't doing the things that I was blamed for, basically, you know what I'm saying? I was on some positive shit, man. You even got young dudes who come running up trying to impress me with violence just because of the way my character is and the way shit I rap about. And I always steer them the right way. I had a young dude who I met. He was breaking the houses, you know what I'm saying? I changed his life around. Now he got a job, you know what I'm saying? He got his own family. He don't need to do none of that no more. And that's not the only dude that I did that for, you know what I'm saying? I always try to help the younger dudes, man, because just like you, they go back to what we were just talking about. Like, they get steered the wrong way by these older cats. And I just don't want to be that same type of nigga that people was to me when I was younger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I try to steer them in the right direction, man. You ain't got to be out here doing this, man. You can do this. You can do that. You can rap. You want to rap? You can get with me. We can, you know what I'm saying? Make songs, make music, make money. Legally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you be open to, like, if someone, a younger cat, was going through something, for them to reach out to you through social media if they needed to get some game or something like that? Or do you kind of chop it back up, you know, back and forth with your supporters and fans like that?
Always, bro. Always. I've been like this since day one. Like, always. Like, if people come to me, or like, it's probably somebody in my DM right now typing me about some advice for something they're going through. Even, and it's not even just in the States, it's overseas too. Like, I got overseas dudes who be wanting advice from me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did that shock you once you seen that you, you know, coming from where you come from and everything that you've been through, that your voice and your music reached so far?
Definitely, definitely, man. It was a crazy experience. I'm like, whoa. And I got smoke camp dudes in Canada, you know what I'm saying, all in different other places around. And these, we just trying to come together and make this music shit pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got some other people like coming up under you as far as on the music tip, like that maybe, like, I don't know, like your own artists or something like that, where maybe what they doing out here, dropping some music, and that, you know, you gonna keep the smoke camp like banner floating?
Yeah, I definitely do. I got a few.
Who should people be on the lookout for?
My Shooter, Smoke Camp Shooter, Smoke Camp Shay, Smoke Boy Tone, Savage, which is a Haitian. You got Ju Osama. He's part Smoke Camp, but he's still doing his own thing. But he's definitely a Ju Osama. He hot. You know what I'm saying? Them both my main four that I be trying to focus on. You know what I'm saying? And get them together before I go. But I still be able to talk to him and give him advice and reach out to him while I'm in there anyway.
And you got an official date? You got to like turn yourself in?
No, not yet. Because everything's still going on. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't have an official date yet.
So, you know, like in between now and then, and you know, I know it's a lot of different type of technology and stuff up in there. You know, where can people reach out to you, like find you at across all social media and on YouTube and all that?
I mean, you can find me on Instagram, smokecamp_chino, and you can. That's really my only social media I use because of my situation, what happened, and I just seen how they got me through all these social sites. And so I just use Instagram, which is smokecamp_chino. You can find me on YouTube at smokecamp_chino.
Let me ask you this, so someone can hear it come directly, and you know, hypothetically, but some real shit. But hypothetically, like, not directly about your case, but how exactly do the motherfuckers try to use social media to catch people up? Even if they piecing some bullshit together, how exactly do they use? Try to use social media to catch people up.
Man, this is what they're gonna do. You could be on Facebook making a rap quote, like a rap, you know what I'm saying? Somebody rap that you said on your status or something, whatever it may be. They're gonna use that against you, you know what I'm saying? Anything violent, they're gonna use it against you. Any stacks of cash, they're gonna use it against you, you know what I'm saying? Anything you say that's got something to do with some illegal crime, they're gonna use it against you. Everything that you do, you're gonna come in that courtroom, they're gonna have a flash screen, and they're gonna put you on there in front of everybody, in front of the judge and everybody, and you're just gonna be sitting there just looking like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, they,
that's crazy.
Yeah, everything you do, bro, like everything you do, anything that you do that's not positive is going to be used against you. They might not charge you, like they're not going to necessarily just charge you with that stuff because they really can't, but it's just going to paint a picture to the judge better for them to paint you to be what they want you to be, you know what I'm saying? What they trying to make you to be.
Have you ever just seen where they tried to use music, or that still fall in the freedom of speech where they can't really try to use the music, or they use more just social media posts? Because I be seeing so much shit like...
Yeah, they have, like, I mean, not here, not in my, what I got going on, they really didn't, but it could, because a lot of people, some people actually do rap what they live. Like, they rap real life situations that happen. Like, it could have been somebody that got killed and they rapped it. And it could be a nigga testifying against you that's on your case. And he'd be like, look, he rapped it in a song. They gonna play that shit against you. And there it is. You know what I'm saying?
That shit crazy. Hey, because hearing this and kind of, you know, seeing different cases prior to this, I'd just be wondering why, with so many examples, you still got motherfuckers. I'd be just tripping off of all the, not to say one is better than the other, but just even, I guess people get less time for the scamming shit, but I just be seeing so many.
Yeah, scamming is, scamming is white collar crime, man. That's the best thing to go down for, bro. Like, you might as well do that. You don't need to sell those drugs. Go scam, man. You ain't gonna get no time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they slapping them on the wrist, and the dude that got caught with the shit, the drugs, he gonna get football numbers. This nigga gonna get 2 years, maybe one, in the fucking camp, in the federal camp, which is a cakewalk. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's crazy. I'll be just seeing how so blatant, even if some people may be lying and some may be telling truth, I just be seeing how blatant they are online about it. I just be shaking my head. I'm like, okay, when they end up getting that knock on the door, you know, if it's one last thing that you want to say to, you know, everybody out there, you know, the your supporters, your fans and everything, like, what's something that you would want to tell them?
Man, I just tell them, man, if you got real dreams, man, chase your dreams, man. Don't go this street route. If you is in the street, get out. There's nothing here, man. You're going to end up like all the rest of us, man, in a steep situation, and your life's going to be gone, man. Just a waste of your life, man. Just go to school. You know what I'm saying? If you still in school, graduate. If you ain't got your, if you pass the school, the high school level, get you a diploma, do something positive with your life, man. Don't do nothing. You don't want to live this crime life, man. It's not for nobody, man. You're going to lose, man. That's all I want to let y'all know, man. Keep your head up out there.
Word. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on, man. And stay strong, man. We definitely be in touch.
All right, man. Appreciate you, too.